This is your program, Moscow Mailbag. And here is Joe Adamoff to answer your questions. Doug Moffat of Goderich, Ontario. Canada has the CN Tower, the tallest freestanding structure in the world. I've read that the USSR has the second tallest. Tell us about your tower.
Well, our tower was built quite a few years before the CN Tower. It is only 44 feet lower than the CN Tower in Toronto. Our tower, of course, is higher than even the Sears Tower in Chicago. But we'll have to give Canada the honor of having the tallest freestanding structure, although it's only 44 feet. You have a restaurant on top of your tower called Top of Toronto, where I had the pleasure of lunching in 78. Incidentally, I was atop of the tower before it was opened, just about a month before the Montreal Olympics. You have Top of Toronto. We have a restaurant, also a revolving restaurant, called Seventh Heaven. I think it's the only restaurant in Moscow where you pay a cover charge. But I'll be honest with you, ours, the profile, I think looks better than the CN Tower. It's more needle-like. It's more like a rapier. It's like a hollow concrete tube. But our elevators are inside, and you can't see anything when going up. Whereas on the CN Tower, you have a glass shaft, and the elevator is glass too, so you can see everything going up. I think that is an advantage. Right next to our tower, in Ostankino, we have the largest television center in Europe, and the building, incidentally, is the largest building in volume in Europe.
James Zacabe of Applegate, Oregon. The song Volga Boatman seems to remind me of the greatest man that ever ruled Russia, Nicholas II. I take my hat off to him.
James, I would like to, before answering this statement, quote what the Encyclopedia Britannica says about Nicholas II. His reactionary attitude, coupled with his generally inept handling of domestic and foreign affairs, contributed much to his downfall. Neither by upbringing nor by temperament was he fitted for the complex tasks that awaited him as a ruler. He patronized an extremist right-wing organization, the Union of Russian People, which sanctioned terrorist methods and disseminated anti-Semitic propaganda. That, my friend, is the Encyclopedia Britannica. Now, I have a book which is rabidly anti-Soviet called The Meaning of Communism. It was published by Simon & Schuster. And here's what that book says about Nicholas II. After World War I, it says, trains broke down, food supplies fell off to a trickle, and long lines of people formed in every Russian town, only to find no food, but the Tsar paid little attention. The country was actually being governed by the Empress Alexandra and a succession of half-mad or totally incompetent ministers. While the Tsar's whole empire crumbled around his head, he himself seemed totally unable to act. Well, James, you say he was the greatest man that ever ruled Russia, and you take your hat off to him. Well, the hat's yours. You can do what you like with it.
How many hours a day and days a week do your people work in the factories?
They work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Saturdays and Sundays are usually off. Although some categories of workers, like miners, have a 30-hour working week. Besides such professions as teachers, doctors, say workers in the chemical industry, and announcers on the radio, have a 36-hour working week.
Do farmers in Russia have to irrigate their farms and orchards, or do they depend on the rain?
Well, in some areas, irrigation is the main form of farming. That's mostly in Central Asia, in Kazakhstan, in the Transcaucasian republics. in the arid zones of the Volga Basin, and in the southern Ukraine. You'll find irrigation in the North Caucasus and in Moldavia, too. As a rule, large-scale irrigation work is conducted by state agencies and at state expense, and at state expense, and at state expense. Oh, what else? With every year, our irrigated lands produce more and more produce, whereas they comprise rather comparatively a small percent of the total farm area, they yield, nevertheless, nearly one-fourth of the entire output of crop farming. Their output substantially diminishes the fluctuations in the gross farm output due to weather conditions, which, as a whole, are not too favorable in the Soviet Union.
Robert Hamilton of Jasper, Georgia. Are the canals in your country used for irrigation or navigation?
Well, I've spoken about irrigation already. As for navigation, we have a lot of canals that are used for navigation. In fact, our White Sea Baltic Canal and the Volga Baltic Canal are much longer than the... Any one of them is much longer than the Suez Canal. And if you take, for instance, the Moscow-Volga Canal and the Volga-Don Canal, they're much longer than the Panama Canal. In fact, all the seas in the European part of the Soviet Union are now interconnected by a system of rivers and canals. And from Moscow, you can sail to Leningrad on the Baltic Sea. Arabian Sea to Rostov, that's on the Azov Sea, and to Odessa on the Black Sea. So you see the system of canals on the Black Sea. Very great. Irrigation systems, primarily in the Volga Basin and in the southern Ukraine. Construction is going ahead at full speed. Today we have a total of something like 62 million acres that are irrigated.
Is the use of canals decreasing?
No, just the other way around. The freight turnover on our rivers and our canals.
Marshal Hudyakov and the late chief of the Richard was awarded the first title twice. Michael House of Brandon, Arizona. As I'm an attorney for the state, I'd like to know about procedures for filing lawsuits by citizens against government agencies to redress grievances and resolve damages.
They're about 7,000 miles.
People believe you can travel alone.
First class and tourist class, and you can obtain bed and breakfast vouchers. Given breakfast as a minimum. Major Pronins.